WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Radio Rubber Room, episode number 63. I think we're at 63 right
62.
Now. I think Derek has a typo right there. What do you say, Sean?
I think I have episode 61 was the Shaq Band.
No.
Who was here last week?
That was the Shaq Band. That was actually 62 because if you remember, Barrel House brought in, that was a 60-minute IPA. Okay, I am wrong. I apologize.
We all have different sheets.
Welcome to episode 62.
It could be considered 63 if you consider two half shows.
Yeah, that never made it into a podcast.
The electricity has voided our show.
Tonight we have an extra special show. My nemesis, Derek, is not with us today. Thank.
No.
Yep. So yeah. We have.
I'm pretty sure I'm not Derek.
You are not Derek. You are Jenna B.
I am Jenna B.
Jenna B, and you're in a band, aren't you?
I am. I'm in Downbeat Switch, I believe.
Okay, excellent. And you're filling in for Derek?
I am. I'm keeping his seat warm today.
I'm really hoping
feeling
that
cozy.
You outshine him so we have a replacement for Derek.
Does he know about this yet?
He's my nemesis. He's so positive. He's like way too positive for me, which is good because, Doug, you are like me. You're really negative and angry.
I hate everything.
And anything that's positive. So
I'm hating being here right now.
Huh. That look, man, it's only a two-hour show, and then you can just get out of here.
I like that attitude, but I'm more nonchalant towards everything.
I need to go home and sulk some more.
So, Derek's not here, but we do have the Rift in the building. Say what's up, everyone.
What's up, everyone? What's up?
There are, like, 15 members to this band. They have, like, each person to play a different string.
Yeah, it's...
It's fascinating.
It is. We've got everybody here, Holt... you are one of the many lead singers in the Rift.
It's like a choir in here.
You also play one of the many lead guitars as well, right?
Mm-hmm. And I sound like many lead guitars when I play.
You do.
It's 'cause we're
schizophrenic.
And we have Doug, who is also a lead singer as well. And you also play lead guitar as well sometimes.
Yes.
We also have Kai in the building. Kai doesn't speak. He is a mute, but let everybody know what's up. Use your instrument.
He's waving.
Let's hear what
Howdy
you got. And Miles. Miles, who's in multiple bands. Kai's in Grease Trigger, too. Miles is in the Rift, and you're also from Good Birds.
That's correct.
And then we have Ramon. Did I get that right this time?
You got it.
I've been calling him Armand.
Can we keep it?
I kind of like Armand. You sure you don't want to change
it?
Your stage name.
It's sexy.
Yeah, that could be your stage name. AKA.
I started this band in the 70s, so I kind of like the name.
Armand.
Kind of dig it.
And then we also have Steven Tuzanu, also known as Tuzanu. Steve plays the sax.
Yes.
So, you guys are the Rift. Where do you guys do the thing on the internet? I know you guys play shows, but do you have any way?
They are a band, so yes, Dan, they play shows.
Well, I'm just kind of guessing here.
I know, just throwing, taking a shot in the dark. I feel you.
You guys have only been on the air with me like four times,
right?
So,
we hold the record.
Yeah. Do you guys have a Facebook page?
Yeah.
And
facebook.com/... Is it forward slash?
I always think it's a backslash too, and I get corrected every single time.
that's
in the rift.
In the rift.
I don't speak Klingon.
And are you guys doing the Twittering? You guys Twitter?
I think we have some individual accounts. I don't think there's a band one.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about that this week. I was like, what about a Twitter account? We need to get on that.
It's nobody uses it's Twitter. Kid, it's a dead medium.
It's like MySpace.
I'm getting better at it, but we'll have Steve lead that charge because he's on it all the time.
I got too many Twitters already.
True. Cool. Well, we are here with The Rift, and you guys are going to play some live music. But right now, we're going to take a break, and we're going to play a song. If I can get it queued up properly. It looks like we have No BS Brass Band with
Sweet.
To the Day.
It's so easy, living easy.
Sandwiches and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room. And I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue. My insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's Edible Glue. Because constipation is no picnic.
Yes. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Start again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. I liked that one. Yeah. What did you think about it, Dan?
I liked it. What was the name of that song, Jenna?
I believe that that song was called, hold on, wait for it, Bridges.
Yes.
Awesome.
Was
awesome.
That, I was correct?
Yes, that
you is see, correct. See what I did there?
Jeff or Bo?
Yeah.
That was nice.
Oh, Jeff, totally.
Jeff, dude.
So that was Bridges by the Rift. Did you write that, Doug?
Yes, I did.
So, and what's the songwriting process for the Rift? Do you like write lyrics first? Do you come with the lyrics?
There has to be a lot of coordination going on since there are so many of you. I know that the more band members you have, there has to be more coordination, right?
You see,
I just dictate. No?
Okay.
No.
Actually, that's probably some truth to that.
So hold up. So Holt's like the Meredith of,
he's
of
like
the
Meredith.
Rift.
Yeah.
Well, we have. Let's see. I'm the captain. He's the colonel.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you have different rankings throughout this.
Yeah. Usually, either I or Holt will kind of get a little germling or seed at home and kind of flesh it out at home. Sometimes we'll meet up. And then once we bring it to the band, we'll start fleshing it out, moving things around, cutting out all. I write really long songs, and they're like, "Cut that, cut that, cut that." So, that's how we get them down to a very.
I've got a really big pair of scissors.
That's how we get them down to a very terse 8 minutes.
Hey guys, I've wrote this 30-minute epic jam.
Get the shears.
When it's all said and done, it's cut down to like 5 minutes.
5 would be short for us, actually.
So, Holt, you also being a songwriter in the Rift, do you guys bounce off of each other? Like, after it's done, you said you bring it to Holt. I mean, do you guys kind of, like, tune in and, you know, work on each other's lyrics together? Or is it kind of like, this is it, and I got to cut away some stuff? How does
that work? Lyrically, not so much, but musically, especially once all 6 of us get in a room, start to get him an idea of what things will sound like, and I am a little extravagant in my writing, so Steve will usually say, all right.
Are you a type of writer that writes your lyrics first or your music
lyrics
first?
Lyrics are usually last.
Yeah? Yeah, so you have your the instrumentation part of it first.
Yeah, I'll come up with all the different riffs, piece those together, and lyrics are usually the last thing, and after about 3 tries, it'll usually just all fall out in about 3 minutes. Just scribble, 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 and then I'm done. And I don't really go.
And that's the best feeling in the world, isn't it?
It just kind of like falls out of my head. Yeah. So.
How about you, Holt? Are you a lyrics last type
of guy? I kind
of
write them while I have a guitar in my hand.
Okay.
It helps to motivate me and kind of keep me focused. I'm really ADD, so I'll write like 2 verses, like 8 lines, and then I just space out and I can't think of what else to do. And then I'll come back to it or finally come up with a chorus or whatever, or I'll bring it to the band and we'll try to work on it a little bit, hash it out. I'll go back to the drawing table, work on it a little bit more, and then usually I come up with like verse, you know, verse, chorus, verse, chorus, and then I'm kind of stuck. I'm like, all right, we need to do an interesting bridge here, or
I really like the first verse. Can we just repeat that at the end?
A lot of times,
I've done that before.
once we get to
my favorite trick in the book.
Yeah. Once we get to practice with it, and we'll have verses and choruses, but no bridge. A lot of times, that's where the bridge will come from somebody else. So we'll be like, well, let's do this here.
Because
after you've written 3-4 verses and choruses, you're kind of
tapped out,
and
mm-hmm.
you're so used to the muscle memory of that, and you're like, I don't want to do anything else. Somebody else write this part. So that's where the bridges usually come from.
Well, there's plenty. There, you have a meeting of the minds. There's plenty of people here you could bounce ideas off. I'm sure they could finish it up for you.
So, Tuzanu, do you mind coming a little closer? I'm not going to bite you, buddy.
I don't mind.
Come in here and sit on my lap. Come in here and sit on Daddy's lap. Why is it that saxophone players never write songs? What's the problem?
We're a melody instrument, I guess. You know? We're not playing. We're not chunking away chords in the back.
I've been trying to motivate him to do more, and he did.
Why can't you sing and play saxophone at the same time?
Well, that's a technique called growling, popularized by Gatto Barbieri and some other old cats on the saxophone.
He needs to do music trivia.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He's a good player. Cha-cha!
I don't think anybody should want to do trivia on this show because all the questions are ambiguous. And whatever
bogus.
Somebody says that I want to, that's the cool answer, I give it to them. So. We were going to do, Jenna was going to go up against Sean in trivia.
That was the, since I was co-hosting, really? I thought I'd bring together some sort of a segment idea.
Yeah.
I really thought it was brilliant. I think they said they may have written one trivia question.
One trivia question.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Is there a category?
They did not do their assignment.
I would have participated had I known.
Epic fail. See? Yeah.
The one question that we did come up with was, during the vernal equinox, according to the pagan Book of Rites, what is the appropriate beard length?
African or European?
I'm sorry.
Either answer is acceptable.
Trivia in that trivia question.
That is part of the music trivia.
It is. It is. The vernal equinox.
Is this measured by garden gnomes? Or?
So, Melody,
I'm kind of I kind of want to know what the answer is now.
3 furlongs.
Yes. 3 furlongs.
That's quite a bit of beard.
See, what is that in metric?
You learn something new every day.
I don't know what a furlong is from the shoulder to the hand.
That's about yard. That's what you know. You measure a cloth with, right?
Yes, it depends on whose arms.
Edward Furlong was in the Terminator.
He was.
Get down.
So, yeah.
Some of the other music trivia questions were: what is my favorite food?
Glue.
Glue. Yeah.
Or spackle.
That's up there. Glue's more like a condiment to me.
It's just like a snack.
It's good with something else. It makes everything else better.
Comes in purple.
I think you're a fan of Gatorade.
Big time. Big time.
Huge fan of Gatorade.
See, I got that one right.
If it wasn't
you usually associate Gatorade with athletes, but anybody who knows Sean knows
athletes
he is like.
And Sean.
He is the polar opposite of an athlete. The Gatorade,
the anti-athlete.
The Gatorade and the Reese's Fast Break, I think, are counteracting.
I don't know what
other.
You're talking about. I am sweet at Call of Duty. I need Gatorade to reboost after I battle.
Especially after a couple of Gatorades.
I get really sweaty too when I play Call of Duty. I don't know why.
Replace all those electrolytes.
Yes. So, I mean, you guys are your 6-piece band. That's bigger than your average band. Do you ever find it hard to kind of like coordinate people's schedules?
Very.
Oh, yeah.
That's yes. Probably the toughest part. Yeah.
And Holt, by, you know, your eagerness to answer that question, I assume that you are you're the ringleader of this circus, huh?
What was it, Julie, the cruise coordinator on Love Boat?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have practice at my house, and we try to do it on Thursdays, but, you know, our schedules are just crazy, and mine too. I mean,
now everyone knows when I'm not home.
Yeah.
Well, if you're all in multiple bands on top of that, that's got to, I mean, that sounds
if somebody wants to kill all of us,
now
they know where to go.
Yeah, it's really hard, but we've been doing better over the last couple months.
You've been cracking the whip?
We've been saying, all right, we got to make this happen. If we're going to do it, we got to do it right. You know, not 4 people there, not 3 people. You know, we need to have everybody there if we're going to rehearse. And so we've done pretty good so far.
Now, about a year ago, you guys went from, was it a year ago or a year and a half, you went from Caught in the Rift to The Rift.
Right.
That's coming up on 2 years?
2 years.
Is it 2 years?
Oh, right. One of the last things we did as Caught in the Rift was when we played Camp Barefoot, which would be
2 summers ago.
2 years.
So, yeah, coming up to be 2 years in August. So.
And what about how long ago before you guys said, okay, if we're going to do it, let's do it right? How long ago was that?
I don't know which time.
Most recently.
That was probably January or so.
Now, what's the creative process been like since that? I mean, have you guys noticed yourselves being more productive?
It's been a lot better. And yeah. I'm writing all the time.
Yeah, I had kind of slacked for a while, and once we started playing again, I got a little more motivated, and I've written two or three more songs.
To come back to your dig at saxophone players before, I've even thrown my hand into writing a little bit. So.
Oh, awesome. See, congratulations.
Yeah. Don't underestimate the saxophone player.
But you're like, maybe we should put "and" in between those two words.
Can we play it in a flat key?
You should build that.
Hold Your Breath is a Michael Bolton tune.
Yeah, we have to make sure we play in like B flat or something.
Yeah, there's a lot less E major and A major now. Everything's B flat.
Well, it's gotten us out of our box because, of course, on guitar it's easy to play in like E and A and D, but you don't think when you're writing because you can play all this open kind of strumming chords to play in a flat key. So it's kind of helped us get our.
The song we just played is in B flat. So I'm actually writing for him now.
I'm great for you.
You're my new muse.
So since January, the creative process has gotten a lot smoother. How many new songs have you guys cranked out total?
There's, I think, 2 new Holt songs in the works and 5 of mine in the pipe. One that you just heard, and then I think there's 3 or 4 more that we're actively rehearsing.
You guys have to record them?
We're looking to start recording again soon. It's been, what, 3 years since we did the first
one?
It's been a
while. So. We need to, I mean, the cash flow needs to
cash
to come.
And schedules.
That's kind of a tough thing. With the last record we did, it took us a while to, like, pay that off, because, I don't know what we did. I had, like, a finance plan.
Prostitution.
Yeah, that, too.
That was an inner-city installment plan.
Where'd you guys go?
Snake Oil.
Dano Deckelman.
Yeah,
he does really, really good work. So
yeah,
now
it sounded amazing.
Now, in terms of, I don't want to pry, but is it over the $2,500 range? If it took a while to
what last time?
Yeah,
it came in around $2,000. So
that's not bad at
it
all.
It wasn't. No,
that's not bad at all. And were
that's
you able
everything to mixing, yeah, mastering the whole deal?
Yeah, yeah, that wasn't bad at all, but. It just took us a while. It was the first time we'd gotten in there, and so we were kind of learning what we were doing. And, you know, I think if we went back, we could be a little more efficient with it.
What do you guys do differently next time?
What's that?
What do you guys do differently next time?
I think I would, well, we spent a lot of time, like, for instance, on my amp, trying to get it sounding right. And and we tried different amps, and we were just kind of taking our time. And, like, this time I'll just bring in my gear. Plug it in and like get cranking on
yours
it.
Yours was broken that last time.
Going, well, yeah, I think with the game plan.
Yeah. I thought I did, but really I didn't. So.
Maybe you guys could save some money if you like practice playing all your songs at 10 times normal speed. And then you go into the studio and you just hammer them out.
Some of your glue.
Slow it down.
Yeah, like, slow that down 100%.
All right, cool. Well, we're gonna go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, you guys are going to play another tune.
Cool.
So. Are we?
I hope so.
All right.
Please.
They only have one song.
Are you going to play the one that you wrote? Steve, you got to promise to play the one you wrote.
The one I okay.
Actually, you have to play
dance,
both
monkey,
of them.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Just play one song
we'll
every
work
time.
That up over the break.
All right, cool. This we're going to play a song. This is Spotted Dead Nettles with Depths of Hell.
Thought I deserve a little better. that cliff. I didn't know it was a sin. No, but suicide is not right in the eyes of God.
Sean, what's going on, man? These woods are anti-grooving my vibe.
Hey, Derek, hang this Grateful Dead tapestry over that branch.
Man, that's much cooler looking than these trees. I like trees, but this is psychedelic.
Yeah, man, it is cool. It came in this hippie survival pack I got. It's new from Spoof Co.
Whoa! Sean, where'd you come from? Hey, is that pouch tie-dye? That's totally awesome, bro.
Yeah, Derek. I was just saying, this bag contains all the things a hippie needs to survive. Check it out.
Cool, cool. It's got beads, man.
Indeed, buddy. Beads and more. Each pack comes with things hippies need, like Jerry Garcia tapes and chip dust.
Dude, did you check out those beads?
Each hippie survival pack comes with headbands and rubber bands, paper clips, and a pine cone.
Look, more beads, man.
Yes, Derek, I understand you have an unnatural attraction to the beads.
Beads are cool, bro.
The pack also comes with rain collecting tarp and salvaged heels from all kinds of bread loaves.
Did you say you had bread heels?
Yeah, Derek, all the kinds. It also comes with a half-empty patchouli bottle. Derek, put this on. I can't tell if that's you or a sock full of burning hair on an old guy.
Okay.
That's better. Now you just smell like you've been hanging out with 400 people who haven't showered in a while.
All right.
Here, Derek, take this hippie survival pack. I think you need it more than me.
Hey, man, what's this? There's beads in it.
Hippie survival pack, new from Spoof Co.
Yeah! Viper Crover here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now! Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaco Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
New from Spoof Co., it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Derek action figure transforms into a solar-powered Prius that shoots hacky sack projectiles.
Take that!
The Derek action figure comes pre-programmed with catchphrases like,
"If it's yellow, let it mellow."
And,
"I never use soap, brah. It's bad for the environment."
Each Derek action figure comes with a bottle of cactus juice.
Feel the healing power of the cactus fruit, man.
He won't shut up about,
"I'm totally gonna have sex with this juice."
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoof Co. Collect all three.
Yoga! Long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like, take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes.
Yeah!
I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers, who have been listening to Godsmack 24/7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
Extreme.
I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme.
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme.
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Yeah! Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground, or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme.
Yeah, we're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah.
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly in your chest.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
So I'm going to take a shot in the dark here and say that was The Rift with Drag Me Down. Would I be correct?
Oh. All right, I have some questions. Jenna B or whatever, female Derek.
Yeah.
I'm going to need your help on this question.
Okay.
I don't know if the people at home know this, but I don't actually see the band.
Nope.
Because there's no windows or anything in the closet that I'm in.
We like to put you in the closet over there, yeah. And with your Gatorade bottles.
It's a whole separate...
He creeps people out without having... He's the only person I know who does not actually have a chin on his face.
I'm in a whole
that
separate
does creep
building.
Me out a little bit.
Anyway, so this is a question for the whole band. I know there's a mute gentleman in the band, so even he can participate. But because I can't see the band, and obviously no one at home can see the band,
nope.
I'm going to need you, female Derek, to transcribe what you see
translate.
Into radio lingo, which is language, which is talking, the spoken word, if you will. So band, using only body movements, describe y'all's music the best you can. And have Jenna describe it to the rest of the world.
In unison.
I have
Steven's diving over there.
Yeah, Steven is diving.
Doug is
into
doing the thinking, man.
The ocean of some sort, and then also
Holt is holding his guitar erect
in the sky with his hands.
He's fluttering.
Like wings.
Fluttering.
I see devil symbols going up everywhere. he's putting his leg up on the table and. His saxophone has become a phallic.
He's seducing you with his sax, Jenna.
It's kind of creeping me out a little bit.
I think
now
Doug
I
is
see
having
why
coitus
you put
with his guitar.
Me in the room with the band.
That's everything
you're
I wanted
not
to know.
In the room with the band.
So Drag Me Down. Was that that's a recent tune? Is that one that has been written since January?
No, it's probably I don't know, 8 months. I mean, it's.
Yeah, I mean, we've only played it out a couple of times, probably a few times.
It's of a newer batch, but not of the brand new batch that we're working on
it's
right now.
It's new, but it's not new.
It's probably the last batch, which was...
It's like a certified pre-owned.
It's like a day-old bread sale.
I think a baker's dozen.
How many, where are you guys at? We talked a little bit about getting in the studio. It sounds like you probably have a lot of songs right now.
You guys almost have a whole album written out.
Probably more than that, right?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah. I mean, we routinely do like 3-set nights, almost all originals. So
wow.
We're up in the probably close to 40 now, originals.
Wow, dude.
That is impressive. So,
yeah. Well, because last year when we were gigging all the time, I knew it was like 31, so...
We'd always run out of time on our sets.
So you can just play like your own festival, and it could just be you for 10 hours.
10 hours of Holt.
That'd be awesome for me, not so much for everyone else.
We are our own festival.
Your next album's going to be a box set, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a 3-disc epic box set.
Billy Corgan thought he was awesome with the double CD. He's going to do a whole box set.
Like a 42-hour-long jam.
It's like 15. Actually, we did cut that down, that last song down for radio.
Oh, really?
It's usually a whole nother part after that.
It's like another 2-3 minutes.
It's like in a
so you'll have the 35 minute extended version on the album.
That's right.
Two LP set.
Have you guys ever traveling festival? That is true.
All right, here's another one of those questions that I need you to help me answer,
okay.
Jenna.
What kind of smells are associated with this band
currently? What are you smelling?
It smells like boy, lots of boy.
So like
of
desperate,
boy
like a desperate smell.
Boy, boy sweat. I think.
Is it hot in there, guys?
It's a little bit.
Hey,
well, like I said, again, there's like 20 of us in this room right here.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
19 of which are not a girl.
22 of which are actually Holt.
That counter that you're all meeting at, that's where I sleep.
On the floor here?
No, on the counter.
On the counter.
On the counter?
Yeah.
It's perfectly shaped for
okay.
you curling up.
I'm going to go ahead and stop touching the counter now.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't touch that. It's not safe in any way.
There's some hand sanitizer in the bathroom.
I throw some newspapers over it.
You might, when we go to break, you might want to rub it down with sanitizer. Because he does sleep nude. Just so you know.
Yeah, that's what I...
Well, it's not that I sleep nude. I just choose not to buy clothes in general.
You sleep nude on your belly.
These are the only clothes that I own that you see me wearing, and I pretty much try to leave them outside overnight so they at least get a little fresh.
Air them out a bit.
So, yeah. So Doug, man, speaking of clothes, that's an interesting shirt that you have on. Do you want to tell me a little bit
OG,
about it?
Yes, this is the, I believe, the original
that is very OG
Gods of the Bobbleheads t-shirt. From,
yeah.
How come I never got one of those?
There's only one.
There was. We
actually,
gave it to Doug.
I have one, and
he's
it's black.
He's got the only shirt.
Yeah, well, you got the one I wanted.
Yeah, I've got a black one.
Okay, so everyone officially has a t-shirt except for me.
I have the old school Downbeat Switch shirt.
Now that we like.
He stole it from my closet, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah, he got... What did you get on?
Was he sleeping
was
in
that
it?
When you were airing out your other shirt?
The one shirt.
He somehow dropped a whole pizza on his old shirt. So I had to loan him clothes.
They slice them for a reason. I hadn't learned by that time.
The whole pizza.
I picked up the whole pizza.
That's why I eat mine with a spoon.
Yeah.
Or spork if I can get one.
I'm actually,
I mean, it's pizza pie. You should be able to eat it with a spoon, right?
That's why I eat it for dessert as well.
Yeah. I don't
think
ever...
it would be really awkward to see somebody eating a pizza with a spoon.
I do it constantly. Do it all the time. I do.
You are the OG of eating the pizza with a spoon.
I am. This a spoon is some, and a knife.
This is some so riveting like radio
it
that
really
we're having.
Is.
Each show is better than the last.
I'm actually going to let the band answer this question.
I think that this show is this episode is the best episode yet.
Of course. It's even better than the Downbeat Switch episode, too, right?
It rivals it closely.
You're listening to Nonchalant Radio.
We have our own merits.
We strive for average.
Subpar. That's what we do.
We do the most mediocre job.
With that, let's play
a
song.
Did you say you had another question that you want me to translate for?
Yeah, we'll get that when we come back. Jenna's got a gift for me from Germany, and Derek's going to call in and tell us how it's going at Republic.
Oh, sweet.
And then you guys are going to play two more songs.
Are you going to tell him that he's fired when he calls in?
I am. We still have another hour, so
we
far.
Do it in a Donald Trump voice?
Oh,
you're fired.
I think, don't we get sued for that?
Yes, Donald
I have nothing to
Donald
take.
Donald Trump said.
Donald Trump now owns everything we've ever
got. All right, guys.
And Lord, he does not know the gold mine that he sits on.
Sounds good. Let's go ahead and play this one. It's Vexine with Let Me In.
I've got $5 on.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
Greetings, friends. Alejandro here from Alejandro's Fine World of Art. There is nothing I love more than the feeling of being filled by art.
I stuff the art inside of myself deeper and deeper, cramming it inside the innermost interior of my being. I really cram the art in there. I pound it so deeply, and when I am totally filled with the art, I hold it inside of me for as long as possible, until I explode. Radio Rubber Room has the art and comedy that I especially love filling me, and you will love having it inside you as well.
Oh yeah, we are back on Radio Rubber Room, and as always, we're a little bit behind with the musicians who are outside, but Jenna's back.
They've decided to have a little party out there.
So,
all right, I've made it, y'all.
Finally.
Now we can
It
begin.
Wouldn't be the Radney Rockwell Rock and Roll Hour Radio if it wasn't for me.
I'm all mixed up. I'm all 60s
and
70s.
That accent is so authentic.
It's from Middleton. It's original. Who the hell are you?
Who's your favorite footy squad?
What are your credentials?
Radney, that's Jenna B.
Yeah.
It's Jenna B.
Or otherwise known as the female Derek.
You're way less hairy than Derek.
She is. She's quite a bit
less hairy. That I would call a plus.
I was starting to think that these guys have never seen a woman.
Oh, the
they
riff?
Might not have. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know about those guys, the band. I like this band. There's like a horn or something.
There is a horn.
It's really cool.
And he likes to play it, too.
That's what I heard. He plays his horn.
So he likes to watch you play your horn.
I play for you.
So Radley, Jenna just she went to Berlin, Germany. That's kind of you just got back, right?
Yeah, I just got back last Friday.
And that's kind of close to where you're from, right?
Well, it's like a 300-mile boat trip and then 100 miles on a heli, and then you got to drive in the rest of the way.
Okay.
That's a lot of doing.
You don't take the train? I mean, isn't there a train that goes
It's like a circle that you travel in to get there. You avoid the bad countries
A full 360.
Yeah, you just keep making lefts eventually.
you'll eventually run into it.
You'll run there.
So, Jenna, tell us a little bit about Berlin, Germany. Have you ever been, by the way, Radley?
I have never traveled outside of Middleton and this radio station. And I would never think of that.
Just a direct shot from the station to Middleton.
Middleton is actually close to this radio station. It's not far away.
To answer your question, Germany was fabulous. Uh-huh. The people were super nice, very... very kind of welcoming and accommodating, and we drank a lot of beer, and we got into some absinthe one night. That was interesting. And took a train to Prague for a couple days, which was also fun, too. The people were not as nice as they were in Berlin, but the architecture was beautiful.
I drink absinthe for breakfast. Okay.
You sound like you drank absinthe for breakfast.
It's the
breakfast of champions.
Put in my cereal. I still don't know why you're here.
I don't think you know why you're here either.
The Radney Rock and Roll Hour on the radio. Okay. That is named after me, Radney.
Well, I did. I brought you a gift, Dan.
You did?
Yes, I brought you a gift. Well, Dan gave me specific instructions to bring him back something funny.
Uh-huh.
So I looked for the funniest thing that I could find.
The most ridiculous thing.
It was basically the first thing that made me really laugh. So
I have a feeling.
Basically, it's for you to put on, and I'm saying this with quotations, to put on your microphone.
Oh, okay.
To protect.
Oh.
People from you.
Oh, okay.
So, and this is a European condom. And
prophylactic.
It has a very phallic-looking loaf of bread on it, and it says, "Eat my baguette."
Awesome.
And just in case you don't know how to use it, there are instructions on the back.
I mean, with my track record thus far, I probably will never use it.
So that, yeah, well, that's
but,
that's
but I will
for
keep
you.
It.
You can put it on your microphone.
I will proposition people with it.
Those are for the devil, in my opinion.
Ironically, that's the name of my next 18-minute instrumental.
It's called Eat My Baguette.
Baguette. Yeah.
So See? We have the connection.
It's in the vein of Spinal Tap.
Hey, Jenna, will you make sure Doug doesn't try to steal it?
Badass. Do what?
You make sure Doug does not try to steal my gift that came all the way from Berlin,
Germany. I know they're all drooling over here.
How fast can you get through that plate glass window?
Pretty fast. Pretty
fast. Hulk out?
Pretty fast.
Dance smash.
It will be pilfered before you know it.
So you went to Prague. You obviously tried a lot of the cuisine in Germany.
Yes.
How much wiener is in wiener schnitzel?
Wiener schnitzel doesn't have wiener in it.
What? There's no wiener in wiener schnitzel?
No. Wiener schnitzel is basically like a breaded pork, I think.
It's thin.
It's pounded thin and breaded and I think pan-fried or something to that effect. But there's no actual wiener in wiener schnitzel.
Well, you from can schnitzel almost
with the wiener
anything.
Schnitzel that we had.
Schnitzel just means thin.
My favorite, right. though, was the bratwurst. It was just like a basic bratwurst. I think it was like 2.5 euros. And we got it at like the little stand, you know, in the park. And it was the best bratwurst I've ever had in my life.
Have they got like electricity over there?
They do have electricity.
Where do they go to the restroom at?
In the outhouse.
Is that like a building?
Yeah.
Very very riveting.
Yes.
All
isn't
right.
Isn't that what you do?
The Radley Rock and Roll Hour is about to wrap it up, but before I leave, I would just like to give one piece of advice to all the musicians in the building. It is the best way that I know to become famous. It is to achieve the amulet.
Achieve the amulet?
You must achieve the amulet.
Have you been eating glue today?
I never eat glue. I stay 100% sober for at least 15 minutes a day.
How many hit points is that?
And that's when I'm sleeping.
So how? What does it mean to achieve the amulet?
I'm not quite sure I understand that.
That is the Iron key Man. To famousness.
Okay.
You must behold the amulet and activate it.
After I achieve the amulet, will you eat my baguette?
Ooh. You gotta roll 2d20.
Only if you put that prophylactic over it.
That sounds like a proposition. See, I knew that this European condom would come in handy.
I can't believe they even have condoms in Europe.
I'm gonna use that one day.
I'm so shocked.
One day.
Is it like just a normal thing?
You're gonna use it one day, by the time you use it, it might actually do anything for you.
That's all right. At least I'll be able to use it.
You can name your kid Baguette.
I feel like...
Come and eat my...
I bet you it was still made in China, that prophylactic.
Oh, let's see. It doesn't actually say where it's made.
What is it made out of? Bread?
That's what it's showing on the cover.
It's a biodegradable thing. It's like a bread. It's like a meal, and you get off it.
It's a multi-purpose tool.
That is genius, I think.
It really is. And it gives you really detailed instructions on the back that I really wish that I could read out loud, but I don't know that.
Is
I'm
it like
able?
Is
to
it? Is it? Is it in? Is it in German?
No, it's in English.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Is it like the normal way, or is it like backwards? Like start from the bottom.
You don't have to
start from the bottom. Yeah, well, kind of. You have to read it sideways.
Is there, how many steps are there at least? Can you give us an idea? Is it like one
how
step?
How many steps?
One well, step?
It's about two paragraphs long.
Step one, put the condom on.
No, it's the first one is to handle the condom with care when opening the package as to not damage it.
Well, that is important.
It is important.
The
phone is ringing. Somebody it wants is. To call and talk about the condom. Yeah.
We've got a caller.
That Sorry.
Is amazing.
Cleveland, you're on the air.
We don't answer the phone here. We just let it ring until they hang up.
Don't they know this is a podcast?
It is a podcast. It is.
Like you're listening to a recording of this. Thanks for calling. What they're actually trying to call in for is the show that's on now, which is about pasta or something.
It's about baguettes.
This show is supposed to be about rock and roll.
It is.
Oh my gosh, there's a spider.
No.
Oh my gosh.
It's a
Daddy Longstocking.
It's a Daddy Long. He's going straight for me.
It's from Germany, probably.
They're actually very poisonous. But they can't bite you, right? Yeah, they can't.
Look, he's going towards you now.
That's because my lyrics are awesome.
Right in my horn, buddy.
It's sheer chaos. Oh, God. Sheer chaos in the radio rubber room right now.
They don't have the spider string.
There's a spider attacking us. He was going after the condom.
That's okay. Go eat the bugs.
I feel like I'm not afraid of spiders because they're that one animal.
We can put him in there with you then.
That I could crush with my whole body.
With your amulet?
I do not behold the amulet. The last traces of the amulet are known to be with Lance Bass. But I know that it guarantees fame without any remarkable talent at all.
They're playing with the spider right now.
It's a euphemism.
We trapped him.
They're playing with the spider.
Everyone's safe.
Oh, is that yeah.
They trapped him in the beer bottle.
Playing with the spider.
I think you need to train that spider how to play some drums or something and have
maybe
him
play the saxophone.
Have him join in.
And then you can actually write a song and sing it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're onto something.
Maybe he could play the tiny cymbal.
He can
cymbal.
Be like MCP Pants.
All right, this
MCP
is
Pants, nice.
This has gotten way out of control, so.
I told you I was not responsible for the shenanigans that ensued today. Shenanigans sanity. See, I can't even say it. The word that you made up, it's just too complex for me.
So I'm gonna take. I've got to take control of my radio show again, and we're gonna play a song called by No Dice. It's called Flying Machines.
Are they still No Dice?
No, I mean Big Enough.
Giant bird, but it just wouldn't work. Its feathers kept falling out, and test pilots were getting hurt. Research and floating platforms did not go as expected. They burned fuel much too fast to hover and be productive. That's when we found the lady. She had teeth green as her eyes. Spoke of gypsies and the same boy in the sky. Stars. I want to watch seasons change on Neptune and on Mars. I never mind the Chinese food on the earth I left behind. As I watch now become the past recorded in my mind. Cause now I'm watching for red cars as the mold is closing. I'm left here skating where the ice is thin.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Driving can be tough if you're drunk or blind or a baby. Driving assistance monkeys are now being trained thanks to a new method of training that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Just remove driving assistance monkey from the fresh seal packaging. Don't worry, they're in a state of hibernation. They did, in their favor, just complete a rigorous training program and travel a long way to get to you. All it takes to activate your monkey is a firm shaking. Once awakened, your driving assistance monkey is ready to drive right out of the box. Drive home from the bar or hospital in style. Thanks to a loophole in federal law, driving assistance monkeys are not subject to traffic violations. Your driving assistance monkey will get you there fast. How fast? Faster than you can tell it where you're going. Driving assistance monkey preemptively decides your destination. Avoiding to yield to traffic, roads, or pedestrians, your driving assistance monkey will get you there using the most direct route. In time, it will learn your area and be able to do tasks on its own, such as go to the grocery store, return books to the library, score drugs, and pick up the kids from school. Don't worry, driving assistance monkey is great with kids, gently smacking troublesome children in the face or throwing feces at them. Each driving assistance monkey comes with monkey-sized driving cap, flavored reward tokens, and emergency sleepy time syringe, just in case of a rebellious monkey. Don't forget to ask about kitchen help, Gorilla, making culinary tasks a breeze with his knowledge of fire and steel. You'll love having my monkeys around. They'll most likely obey your every command.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnier Building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
That was a song written by The Rift called Fades Away. What do you think, Dan?
That's what I was going to guess.
You're right again.
Is that right?
You're on fire.
He's heating up.
Boom shakalaka.
You really just saxed me up during that.
Yeah, I feel like you wrote that one. Was that one that you wrote?
I totally wrote that.
Yeah. You saxed me up as well, too, Zanu.
I wrote that. Oh, thanks, man.
Does it feel good to know that you saxed up all the boys in the room?
Yep.
My sax brings all the boys to the yard.
Does that answer your question?
Did you just write that one?
On my face, I believe show through that it to does. Radio?
That was some of the best sax I ever had.
I didn't even need the baguette.
I think you should come over in the morning and we'll have a little morning after sax.
The baguette is just
So, band. I really dug that last tune, like, you guys, I guess it's like a jamming that you guys do, like, that's just really cool. You flow together. I like that. It's softer, like, you know, I want to wiggle my body in a way and not headbang, which is normal for me, the headbanging. You know, I like the more
move my body. I kind of want to see you headbanging to that jam.
You like soft jam?
I pretty much headbanging to anything.
My one-year-old likes to wiggle to us. So you're not off base.
He does the wobble.
He kind of like puts his hand up in the air and then starts wiggling.
He waves it like he just don't care because he's one and he doesn't care.
I
do
what I want. His name is Alonzo.
He's noodle dancing.
Would it distract you guys if I were to come in there during the next song and just dance?
I think it'd be great.
I would love it.
I get way up in your face when I dance.
That's not the first time.
Dance, magic, dance.
He really wants to be saxed up.
At your guys' show, who do you see dancing the most?
Drunk people.
Well, the funniest part is because
some
of the stuff we write will have like odd time signatures in it, like in 7 or whatever.
And don't you love switching it up on them?
And I love watching drunk girls trying to shake their booty to a song in 7/8. It's just so, and like every seven beats, they get really confused for one beat, and then they're like raging all over. Woo! Oh, seven more. Crap, what's going on? Well, okay, we're good. Oh, crap, what's going on? Where's my beer? Let's go to the bathroom.
Leads me to my theory. My major theory is that if the band is tight, the girls can move the booty to it.
I feel like there's a lot of old ladies in Richmond that go.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's seven.
Did you say a lot of old booties?
Do you get a lot of old ladies?
I think I heard something about old booties.
Old ladies.
Do you get a lot of old ladies dancing at your shows?
We get a lot of old ladies trying to break our instruments at shows.
We get miles really?
What happened? What happened?
Oh, damn. I know she's listening right now. We're
playing a.
Hi, Francis.
We played a certain Irish bar in West Broad Village. And
I'm sure that narrows it down.
Yeah, the group of
where Radley lives.
Cougars came out and proceeded to grab my.
Is this after they left the Target?
Yes. they grabbed my kashishi, which is a shaker instrument, and
thought you were gonna say something else.
Proceeded to break them and then hand them back to me.
My new favorite instrument. The kashishi that you shake. You shake
because
the kashishi.
Lord knows we wouldn't want them to grab your kashishi.
It's also a hippie breakfast cereal.
I'm going to get a kashishi and I'm going to shake
you
the heck out
of it. You guys have
a
lot of interesting instruments beyond the norm.
We go hard in the paint.
Like you're playing with what? With wheatgrass over there? Is that what you're playing with?
He's got wheatgrass drumsticks.
He has wheatgrass drumsticks.
Got assorted drumsticks. I haven't played the wheatgrass ones yet.
It's because he's been banned from playing them.
They're very tribal looking.
Can we hear the wheatgrass?
Want to play them, go ahead.
I've never heard anybody play
wheatgrass. Why are you
going to
bring them and not play them? What is that good for?
I've never played them. I just
break
them
in
them
right
today,
here.
So.
Do it up.
He's
Let's
like,
hear what they sound like.
Oh, yeah.
You sound like playing with broomsticks.
Yes, son. Yes, son. Wheatgrass.
I don't know if that's a problem.
All right. That was good. I like that one.
Make sure it comes
from
better, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
good Lord.
So speaking...
And straight to the gutter.
Speaking... Who forgot to tell him this was
it's
a family
It's funny how
show.
We can take multiple turns for the worse at one time.
So speaking of strange instruments, you guys have six pieces. Is there room for another piece? I mean...
Not on stage, no.
Depends on what piece it is.
If they want to play for free, that's where... Divided up already so much, we get
if
like $6 per show.
If by seventh piece you mean replacing Miles and Yes.
We're now hiring an air kazooist.
And you can take your wheatgrass with you.
Your wheatgrass.
So hypothetically speaking, if you could afford one, what instrument do you think would have a place in the Rift?
Mm. I don't know.
I vote for a didgeridoo.
That's really
nice. I was going to say maybe a full-time percussionist, because I do a little bit of miscellaneous.
That would be cool.
But if we had like a 50-year-old Cuban dude rocking some kungas, I would
with
be
a bag
all
of
about
tricks.
It.
You could,
the kungas and the kashishi? Hello.
He could also do that really cool, like, trilling song starter, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there it is right
maybe
there.
Maybe you need to hire Sean as your seventh band member. Maybe you can just do that at the beginning and at the end. He's like the hype man.
I'm already in way too many bands.
We can't afford his Gatorade budget.
I just don't have time for another band right now.
I'm full of bands. I'm working on my new band. It's just me and a bunch of farm animals.
What's it called?
Me and the Farm Animals.
Are you guys a Pet
Original.
Sounds cover band?
No.
Ooh.
They make lots of nice. Animal noises.
Do you employ Mrs. O'Leary's cow?
So at some point I'd like to talk about your band. But
yeah, please.
You guys haven't been gigging much recently, right? You guys kind of been on hiatus, have been working on new songs. You're about to break back into that, you know, realm of
next week?
Gigging.
Yeah.
All thanks to you.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
What did I have to do with it?
Oh, you put us on your show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys
got
booked.
Do you see what happens? You start with Radio Rubber Room, and then it's just straight to the sky from there.
You can't go down from here.
Yeah, you can't.
There's no going down.
I was trying to put a positive spin on it, but...
Man, I don't know what happened. I did Radio Rubber Room. My career ended. So weird.
We did. We took some time off over the winter. Some guys were out of town. Did some regrouping. We added Ramon on keys, so we've been getting him up to speed.
I thought his name was Armand.
It's Armand.
I'm sorry. Armand.
Actually, I thought Dan's name was Armand.
Armand.
Dueling Armand's. Like,
oh, you have the same name as me.
Hey, I'm totally fine with being known as Armand.
But technically, I guess next week at Browns Island for Dominion River Rock is our first show back, I guess.
Awesome.
And there 2:30?
2:30?
There's is that when it starts or
no? It's 3 days at Browns Island.
That's
it's
when
like
we start.
It's
okay. That's when the party.
Yeah,
really
so I guess
starts.
Yeah.
You told me one of the 30s, and that doesn't really narrow it down.
It's we play 2:30 on Saturday afternoon at the Tredegar Ironwork stage. There's actually two stages this year. There's the regular Friday Cheers stage, which is called, I think, the Virginia Lottery stage. Mm-hmm. And then there's a second stage at the Tredegar Ironworks across the way. It's a little bit bigger this year. It's 3 days instead of two. A whole ton of local bands, and then a couple of good national acts coming through.
2:30 on a Saturday is like prime, like, hangover drinking off time. Like, that's perfect.
What do you think I'm going to be doing?
Yeah, and there's no...
Although my mom did email me today. She said she was coming down. I was like... Okay.
I hope you're performing.
What does that mean?
Well, like from our gig until the rest of the day, I'm just going to be having a great time.
I'm working the next 3 days because it's Mother's Day, but I took off the whole next weekend. Awesome.
You're going to need a lot of time to get it all in, huh?
Yeah.
And there's no cover.
I'm also going to need that.
No
baguette.
Cover. No, it's all
you
free.
You might need to take the Eat My Baguette comment.
I
thought you gave that to me.
3 days.
But you gave that to me.
A long time.
You're like trying to give away your gift. You like ungifted me and regifted
it. You immediately
it.
Said, thank you.
Re-give
I will
it.
Never use that.
We're on the right side of the plexiglass.
We're just talking about my current track record.
You would never get any action.
Not by choice.
This gift that I will never use.
Not by choice. Eventually, one day.
He would never have
I will
the
hold
need.
It till I do.
I use those.
I can promise you that when I have the opportunity to use it, I will use that one.
You might need to keep it under lock and key until then, because I think that there's a whole room of boys in here.
Yeah.
The only thing that
we're
I
gonna,
can use
as a matter of fact, we're going to take a break so I can go in there and get it. So
story. I use those to keep leftovers.
There's no Ziploc top on it, Ram.
They fit a hot dog perfectly. And icicle.
All right. So this is Relaxation with In the Tall Grass.
Thank you. confused with you. Sweet sounds to my head. Open my mind, remember what you said about our love for you being dead. Getting on to something seems the same.
Hey! This is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies are the guys to Sawanada, Damila Dukmana, Afran and Wali Katle.
Do you shower? Do you like to get dry afterwards? Towels suck. They suck up water. The more water they suck, the less sucking they do. Who likes to be moist for hours? An alternative method for getting dry is now available. Oh, yeah. The Dehydrated Oxygen Moisture Evaporator, or DOME. DOME by Simon's Mom is an apparatus that is designed to fit outside or in a large garage. Ooh, that's big. Dome blows you dry quicker and faster than you've ever experienced by being rubbed down by towels. You don't even have to touch yourself. Dome does all the work. Science shows that blowing is 3 times as effective as sucking when it comes to getting you dry. Oh, the longer Dome lasts, the hotter it gets. Ooh. Today only, you can get Dome from Simon's Mom for free if you're one of the first 10 callers. Experience the sensation that is Dome by Simon's Mom. Mm.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right.
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the 3 different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Want
to
burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all 3.
Is your normal bargain brand toilet paper too rough? Wood-like? Are you chafing or just plain raw?
Ass clown.
Are you going through gold bond or cornstarch like it's going out of style?
Ass clown.
Do you long for something more luxurious when it comes to doing your business?
Ass clown.
Well, new from Spoofco comes the first ever gourmet lavatory tissue. Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Is made from the finest of baby bunny fur mixed with cashmere and mink pelts.
Ass cloud.
Each square is infused with nanocarbon fibers for ultimate strength.
Ass cloud.
You'll be down to 1 square, 2 tops, depending on your diet.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Comes in scents like strawberry fields.
Ass cloud.
Mountain brook.
Ass cloud.
Alpine pine.
Ass cloud.
And old pennies.
Ass cloud.
Every square is lathered with lotion, luxuriously for that extra smooth feel.
Ass cloud.
If you have to ask how much it costs, then you cannot afford it.
Wipe your bottom like the angels do. Ass cloud.
Zamzam with Al Qaeda suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4. Thank you.
Thank you.
was awesome. That was another original by The Rift entitled On My Island.
You are 4 for 4.
I am 4 for 4.
What would you take with you on your island?
It's almost like you have it written down.
I feel like we played that song a couple times.
It's all up here.
I am rooms away from the band. And
I saw you come out of your closet over there. Like, I really thought you were about to come in here and get saxed up.
I love getting saxed up.
Oh. I know. I saw you. It made me nervous.
Sax is like my favorite thing.
It's your favorite. Hmm. It's your favorite hobby.
But seriously, singing, dude. I'm listening to headphones and I'm like 4 rooms away from you, and I can hear you singing. Over you singing in my headphones.
I have a very, very loud voice.
Sean, would you like to come in here and show them how you're actually listening to the radio
yes,
show?
Certainly.
Just so you guys know what's going on here.
Does he have a cone?
Wait, can
on?
You see him?
Yes. Yeah. he's got headphones.
Like a small.
Is that a wind
radio.
Up emergency radio?
Did that come with
circa?
It came with road flares.
1979.
It's like first-generation transistor radio.
It
like
is the we very are, first radio ever created.
We are within 100 feet of the antenna, and I barely pick up the station.
But you can hear my voice loud and
clear. I don't know when this radio station switched to WHAN, but this radio says WEPS on it. WPES radio.
So, look, I mean, I've known you, Doug, and I've known The Rift when it used to be Caught in the Rift. And I got to say, man, you guys have really come together because you were, what, a 4-piece back then or a 5-piece? Was it a 5-piece?
5. 4? Yeah, 5.
4 then 5.
4 then 5.
They
and
have
6.
No idea is what they're trying to tell you.
Do you guys...
I have no idea what's going on right now, actually.
Do you guys have any...
It's working. It's your songs have just gotten to be excellent, excellent songs.
Thank you very much.
You guys are such talented musicians, and I think coming together with all of you playing so well... really makes a huge difference. And on top of that, you all look happy. So I think, you know, maybe
Did
one
you
of the couple
them
of times
to play with frowns on their faces.
It's all part of the show.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm dying inside.
There are some bands out there who can be kind of miserable, but
that's the angle they're trying to play.
But you guys, I really, really dig what you guys are doing. And my next question is, what's the name of the album going to be? Do you have one? Or are you
probably Eat My Baguette at this point?
Really?
I think that that's
you're
a solid
name
choice.
It after my
I'm
condom.
Just going to throw that out.
Six smelly dudes playing songs.
The amulet.
The six-headed
the amulet, whatever that is.
Achieve the amulet. Not that is an awesome song album.
Achieve the amulet. I mean, that sounds pretty regal. I think that that's a good one.
That last song.
Spinal Tap sounding album too. I really
could we have
that,
like
know?
A big.
You're gonna need to go in a completely different direction with what you're doing right now. If you're gonna label it that way.
Smell the glove.
Sexy.
Well, that last song, like I really liked it a lot. I feel like it was about my life. Because I like
you headbanging in the booth.
Because he is
actually
in fact on an island. Right
the
now.
Island is like my house, and the sea is like the walls, and I'm protected by them. And I really like that song. We played it before a lot, and every time I hear it, I like it. And I just wonder, like, do y'all have any songs about me? Have you ever
that was the one? Right?
Have you ever written a song like, man, this song's for Sean?
Well, that's the aforementioned 18-minute instrumental called "Eat My Baguette." That's actually about you.
Nice.
I'm working on "Song for Sean" right now. Actually, it'll be called "Song for Sean."
Nice.
That is so cool.
Key of blue.
I can't wait to hear that.
Bill purple. Evans, "Waltz for Sean."
So you guys got now your 6 pieces. Everything feels complete. You've been on hiatus, working out the kinks. You're ready to unleash yourself on the world.
Yes.
Now you're doing Dominion River Rock. What else?
June 1st, I believe at Bombanu in Kerrytown, which is where you know Mark works there and everything. That's a fun. I've seen a lot of bands play there. It's
I have
a tiny,
too.
Tiny room.
It is. That's what I was gonna say. You guys yourselves are gonna pack it in.
I mean,
you're
going to
fit the band.
The audience listening and like,
it makes us feel better.
Just staring you right in the face while
so,
you're playing.
So what do you guys do? Applaud yourselves when
really
you're done? Do y'all start clapping or do you like...
We've had those...
That's the time. You kind of like...
We've like
definitely
tough
had those shows. Just pitter-pattering of applause, but yeah, I've seen DJ play there, and Stonebrook Moonshine plays there. That's always a good time. Me and Miles will go for that. And it's such a tiny room that it doesn't take much for it to get crowded, and people dance there, and the beer's cheap, and it's a good time. And then I think June 30th
it's a good,
we're doing
it's a good, say, good say that last thing you said, the what?
Yes. Even though there's three people there, and
people
one of them was
there,
Miles'
like,
mom.
I like it. Walk
resume
them.
Builder.
Only one of your moms even comes to the show.
Was this, is that only Miles' mom comes to the show? Is
she comes to almost every show.
Awesome, by the way. She's got great taste in music. Just, you know, beyond like liking her son's band. She's got great taste in music.
Dude, her, she's not listening, be honest.
I like...
her husband, Miles' dad, is a sax player, so they hold a special, you know, place in my heart.
We actually go, they have a place down on the river, and we go down there and we do July 4th there, so we've got that coming up.
Oh, that's
cool. June 30th this year, I believe.
Yeah, we play like a little gazebo thing.
If you're in Deltaville on June 30th, we'll be rocking it.
There's only two places to go, that
bar up on a boat.
All right, guys.
We'll be lighting fireworks off in the middle of the night, I promise.
We got to go in a minute. Is there anything else that we didn't cover, man, that maybe you guys want to cover?
I do want to point out one thing that I noticed earlier. You know, I heard a lot from Simon's mom over the course of the show, and she confused me because she said that the Camel serves food until 2 p.m. daily.
They do.
They don't even open until like 4 p.m. Is that correct?
Till 2 p.m. They serve up until they close their doors.
At 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
2 a.m.
See?
See?
I was a little confused by Simon's mom. I just want to, you know.
Yeah, Simon's mom and me, obviously.
And I'm sure Dan thanks you for clearing that up.
Yeah, on air, publicly.
Thank you, by the way. Thank you.
A word to your mama.
Throw a shout out to Derek, but she could have been here. Not that you're not lovely, Jenna.
Yeah, man. Well, The Riff, thank you guys for hanging out. And I'm sure this isn't going to be the last time you're going to do radio with me.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, we're at five now.
Yeah. After this,
we're champs.
I think
right
we're
now,
all going to take over Derek's job.
Yes. Awesome. After this show fizzles, we'll see you on the next show.
All right. And this is for Miles. This is The Good Birds with John Henry.
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
John was my greatest foe, but everywhere I went, it's just where he would go. We headed out about an hour or so ago, and I killed John Henry, and nobody gonna know. Banks on the run with a man's caravan and an old shotgun, but I killed him through the back and took all the money too. Now I'm Bonnie's soul at the crossroads, pick the blues. I wander through the woods, wearing skin instead of shoes.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.